Sister.
Mom!
For goodness sake, Sisters of No Mercy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 3 of Sisters of No Mercy.
We're a little bit early this week, to be fair.
Well, we're recording a little bit early. By the time this goes out, it might be seamlessly still on our regular release day.
Yeah, it will.
But behind the scenes, it's slightly earlier this week.
It is.
Due to busy scheduling.
It's our children are now on Easter break.
Yep.
So if you hear the faint hum of people battering each other in the background.
Yeah, we are currently hiding.
This is a
covert podcasting. Although when I walked in
behind enemy lines.
Yeah, when I walked in they said, "Is it episode 3?" So to be fair, we've got some fans downstairs.
If nobody else,
there are 3 listeners, so yeah. We said we'd do another one.
We did.
3, there we go, there's our 3, tick, tick, tick. But yeah, if we get a rogue, mam, which would be very apt considering the opening of our podcast anyway.
It would.
Then there's no surprise there, is there?
Yes. How's your week been?
How's my week been? Alright, husband's been on a stag do for most of it.
Right.
So
noticed he's been gone?
Nope.
No?
Not a sausage. Not even... Yeah, slightly less washing to do.
Yeah.
Less people to feed.
Yeah.
Not that I cook anyway, but less people to think about what am I not going to feed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's coming home in one piece today, but apart from that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, just your average week, really.
And you survived the first day of the holidays.
Yeah, first day of the holidays done, with a little bit of help from grandparenting.
Right.
But yeah. What about you?
Now, mine have been holiday club today. Yeah, generally good week, to be fair. Obviously, it was Mother's Day on Sunday.
Mother's Day, yeah.
Yeah, lovely Mother's Day.
Well, obviously, because t'other half was away, mine had to fly solo on Mother's Day. So he actually did really well.
Bless him.
So he wanted to make me breakfast in bed. So we technically made it the night before with the bowl out and everything. So that he could come down and put some cereal in for me, which was very nice. And 3 cards, 3 presents.
Yeah. I did like one of his messages, or several of his messages that he gave you.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it, good luck?
The third of the 3 cards said, "Mum, I love you. Good luck when I'm not there." I don't know what to take from that. Is he leaving? Am I leaving? Good luck. I think at the third card, they're kind of running out of things to say. Between school beavers and a purchased one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
good luck. At least think something different. Good luck when I'm not there.
Yeah. Any classics for you?
No, not from the kids. I mean, my Mother's Day started with a still drunk husband.
Oh, fabulous. Technically mine was, but he just wasn't in the country.
I'd rather mine not be with me, who I forced to go shopping and made up for abusing his debit card aggressively.
Fair point.
And also, when he got up and suggested that my birthday is this week also, so you know, you get 2 a year, you get Mother's Day and you get birthday. That is the only 2 days a year about you. I thought we could combine the two. I don't think so.
Risky, that is so risky.
You've already started it by lying in bed, so therefore I have no birth to lie in. And then you want to come back. I don't know. It went down like a shitstorm, basically.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But yeah, I can't believe he'd even consulted Sophie, my eldest daughter, and said, "Do you reckon?" She went, "Nah, she's not going to go for that."
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Especially when yours are so close together as well.
No. Totally, it's like if your birthday's on Boxing Day and somebody like says, "Oh well, it's if you're gonna double up, you've got to make it like immensely."
Yeah, yeah. You can't just wang it in there.
Yeah,
the
you can't just go. This is for
well,
both.
By the way, today's also your birthday.
Yeah, nah.
Don't think so.
No way, not happening.
No. Yeah. Well. Yeah. So yeah, not too bad. Mother's Day. I did a lot of mothering, but when do you not? So.
Well, we did actually get out on our own, to be fair, this weekend as well. We did a Friday night, just the 2 of us.
Yeah, yeah. Concerting.
We did.
Did go to a gig. Should we call it a gig? Yeah.
It was technically a concert, but it's, you know, the cool kids say gigs, don't
they? It's a gig, yeah.
To me, a gig is an intimate affair where it's you're standing only.
Standing, yes. That always makes me think gig.
Cups of piss flying everywhere. Yeah, that's a gig. To me, a concert is an arena where there's seating.
Seating with your handbag across your body. And your bottle of water.
And it finishes by, like, you know, 10:45.
Yeah, exactly.
That's but a concert. It,
yeah. So we went to a concert. Let's say we went to a concert.
We went to a concert. But we're not that cool.
There was some general concert behaviours that I think people will relate to that we were just laughing at when we were there.
We went to see Busted as well, by the way. So it was, you know,
super.
It was almost giggy.
It was almost, but yeah. Commercial.
It was a very eclectic mix of people.
Look, people who go to gigs will be thinking Busted
is not a gig. But for us, it's as rock and roll as it gets.
But it was like we weren't sure who was going to be there. It was like just a weird mix of people.
Really weird. Really weird.
From like people who like their old stuff, like us, like
the originals,
the nostalgic 90s, to people who have heard the new album, which we'd never heard a word
of. Yeah, like 16, 17 year olds dancing, but we saw kids there with the
kids with the mums. They were cute.
They were really cute, and their mum was loving life.
She was loving life, yeah. She was like, super cool mum, wasn't she? But yeah, so I don't know if anybody's been to a concert recently, but there was, you've always got a real mismatch of people. So the bit we were sat in, we were like, we were in the gods, we were in the nuds.
Oh, yeah,
so
we were literally the back cheapest, of the...
Yeah, the back of the arena. But, we were across the aisle from some students who were steamboated, weren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah,
flinging themselves about like crazy people and loving it. And then in front of us, this couple.
Yeah.
Who sat down through the whole thing.
It looked like they'd had a massive argument as the concert had started. And they didn't talk for the whole thing.
They didn't speak at all.
I even turned around and said to you, do these two know each other?
It was just so weird when the whole place is stood up. We just could not figure them out.
Yeah, no.
And then you've got your people who videoed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Literally
never look up from their phone.
I mean, when the hell do you watch them videos? Everybody's done it. Like, I've done it in the past. First couple of calls. Oh, it's amazing. It's so good. And it'll tell everybody. But
who cares?
When you get home, you think, what the hell have I videoed that shit for? I mean, it'll be on YouTube within half an hour anyway. Yeah. But and then you don't watch the actual concert.
I know, it's
weird.
They're
not there.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I'm all about being in the moment. And if you just stood videoing it, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. I hate people who do that. Absolutely. Then we got some bloody guy who was 9 foot. Stood in front of us.
The tallest man in the world was stood in front of us.
Unbelievable. Luckily, every time.
Luckily, it wasn't full at the top, so we managed to move to other seats. And also, not only was he the tallest man in the world, they were sort of... Not that I'm saying you can't talk, but I couldn't bloody see because they kept talking to each other and turning round.
Yeah. So, other than that, we moved, didn't we? It wasn't full, so we moved. We found some good seats. We enjoyed the concert, not the gig.
The concert.
It was very good. Yeah. But then, we had the car park escape.
Yeah.
So we've got good at this, haven't we?
We have.
I don't know if other people do this, but I don't like leaving before the end.
No, I don't. There's
no
point.
To go.
Yeah.
And so you have the people with the coats on.
Who are leaving during the last song.
Yeah, during the last song, they're already down the steps, aren't they? Or they're putting the coats on as they do that. I don't know why we do this as humans, but they go off. And everybody goes, yay!
We want more.
And then they come back on.
And we all know they're going to come on.
The encore that's not an encore.
Because the lights don't go
because,
up.
Because, they're definitely going to come back.
Yeah.
A genuine encore would be really exciting. But when you know it's just fake encore. Anyway, that annoys me for a start. But then, so people have got the cuts on the going. But we've, got this down to a fine art now, aren't we, of the escape route. So, pre-planned where to park the car.
Yep.
So you got to park your car on the exit way out.
On the exit way out, you've got to reverse park so that you can drive straight out, because if you reverse out of it and they're not going to let you out. You've got to be able to force your way out.
You kind of got to count how many inroads there are onto that main exit so that you're not, everybody's not letting 15 people out in front of you and you're never going to move. Paying for car parking, so we'd suss that out as soon as we got there, didn't we?
Found out where the stations were, which ones were working.
Yeah, all the pay stations, and which is the least likely for people to go to. So we did 4 flights of stairs, didn't we, to hammer this that parking one, so we were out before other people.
Yeah. We'd plan the route from our seat to get out of the arena pretty much back to the car park.
Yeah.
And on the way, I'd forge the way and do the dart between people.
Yeah.
And I'd just shout, if I get too far in advance, give me a caw-caw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Caw-caw! But yeah, you are the leader of the pack. But bear in mind, can I just point out that it wasn't like a 5-minute drive home.
No.
We were like 2 hours away. Yeah, we were trying to get home before midnight. So that was the plan. But yeah, like, it's just the car park escape is so funny. And we've been to concerts before, haven't we, where they've called people out for doing it.
Yeah.
Certainly, like, at comedy gigs it's happened that I've been to where they've gone, trying to beat the traffic, are you?
Yeah.
That must be absolutely mortifying.
It must be. It happened when I went to see Take That when Robbie Williams joined them on tour as well, and he spotlighted somebody going to the bar during one of his songs.
Yeah.
I would be absolutely devastated.
Absolutely devastated. Anyway, we didn't get called out for that because we do stay to the very end.
We did.
Got to be super on your game to get out of there.
I think 8 minutes from seat to car we did.
Yeah, and then on the motorway within like 20.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining a round of applause from everybody listening.
Thank you.
Now.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, good. But yeah, you know, if anybody wants any tips on how to escape from a concert in record time, where you women?
Hit us up.
Yeah, totally.
Sister.
So after last week, I had a little message from my friend Sophie. Hi, Sophie. And Sophie messaged to say that I'd forgotten about her and her fella, Gary. They'd been on holiday.
Oh, when we were talking about holiday romances, you better say what we were talking about, because, you know.
Oh, sorry, yeah. If you've not actually listened to episode 2, we were talking about holiday romances.
Then why are you listening to episode 3? Go back and get started.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, holiday romances. My friend Sophie said that she met Gary on a holiday.
Yeah, so I didn't know that, to be fair.
No, I didn't. I didn't know where they'd met. But yeah, it turns out there are more out there. Also, I also got a message from somebody else telling me about somebody else that I know.
Oh.
So they're actually more common than I thought, and a little bit changed my opinion on last week.
Oh.
So yeah, maybe they are.
Well,
more
things have moved
successful.
Forward. All we had to go on was the fact that when we used to go on holiday and we were at the pulling age, we weren't successful.
Maybe we're the wrong people to give an opinion when we have no experience of it.
We weren't successful and we used to get the sad sack, mate.
Yeah. Holiday romances at 18. No, maybe when you're older.
Yeah. So these people, these are the alpha females that we would have gone on holiday with that would have copped off and we would have been stood outside. So Sophie and Gary, well done to you. I bet Gary's got a mate that he was on holiday with that I would have got stuck with looking at pictures of his grandma.
Yeah.
Pretty much, innit? So she got the Gary, I'd have got the Bernard or whoever. But cool. So
what about this week? What have we got? Have we got any questions this week?
Yes, we did have a question this week. Question of the week. That's sticking, is that jingle?
Nice.
Sticking.
It's great.
Yeah, you don't seem impressed. I'll work on it. Said I'd work on it last week and I didn't. So our question this week is from the lovely Leslie, who is currently expecting. Woo! Congratulations, Leslie.
Congratulations.
But she's asking us, maternity bag, like as in your hospital bag.
Right, okay, yeah.
What would you recommend to be essential items? Now, we've both got different experiences of being in a hospital.
Yeah.
My birth experience was long, drawn out and positively moved into the hospital, so my bag needs may be different to yours, who shot in, fired out a kid and was home in about half an hour.
That was just one of them.
Yeah, so
the third one just falls out.
That leaves nothing to anybody's imaginations. And next week we'll cover vaginal reconstruction, shall we? So I think you and I would have different needs. So essential items for your maternity bag, come on. What would you think?
Definitely. Right. So it's probably not like the first thing you should probably put in there, but I'm going to say a good pair of socks, like warm socks. Because I get cold feet no matter where I am.
Yeah.
And I like to be comfy.
And even if you're in stirrups, your feet get cold.
Oh, that is a sight to think of.
Yeah, your feet get
it's
cold.
It's pretty good.
Everything else is being dealt with, so yeah.
Snacks. Get snacks.
But she asked about food. She said food was a top priority.
I mean,
so
my life revolves around where I'm going to get my next meal or snack. So, you know, definitely take some drinks and some snacks.
I think hospitals are better equipped than they used to be.
Yeah.
So you've always got your Costa and stuff now.
Yeah,
but
you have.
They're not open 24/7. No. So it's your middle of the night. Still
magazines,
in labor.
Magazines, because you never, you know, you get, sometimes you get a bit of a lull if not much is happening down there and you've got to wait. So a magazine's good to have, I think.
Yeah. Take your husband, partner.
Yeah, that's probably it's a good one.
Although, you know, I've got
I
to say.
I don't think you'll fit in the bag, though.
No, maybe not in the bag. But do you know what? I feel for the partner because don't matter what you do, you're the most annoying person on earth through that period.
I'd like to say that Marcus had like the best time of his life when I had Charlie, my middle son. I went in for an induction. The guy came, it was the hottest day of the year. He had a vest and shorts on and brought the auto trader and put his feet up for 8 hours. Honestly, he loved life that day.
Yeah, but he did. But in complete opposite to mine, where he wipes up a lot of fluids for a good old 24 hours. But I just feel for them because there's nothing. They're just going to irritate you. It does not matter what you do, what they do. They're either going to go with the useless toad who does absolutely naff all for the whole labour and just sits there and irritates you just by them being alive and the fact that you're going through it and they're not.
Yeah.
Or they can be really overzealous and rubbing your back and saying, it's all going to be all right, breathe. And that's just as annoying because you think, go away.
Yeah.
So, sorry, but whatever you do.
I can remember saying to Marcus, don't talk to me. And he said, what do you want me to do? I just said, nothing. Just leave me alone.
Just don't talk to me.
You've done enough.
In true to form, I'd say ten a lady.
Yeah, yeah. The giant pads.
Yeah,
for
the days after, just
really stretchy pants for afterwards. And I mean, I'm not talking like, you know, your nice pajama bottoms, like super stretchy, baggy pants, because there's nothing worse after.
Oh,
you just
want
to be comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Let it all hang out. Comfiest of everything that you can.
Massive
own.
Knickers. Don't buy them paper pants. Buy a pack of giant Primark knickers that you can throw up, the, you know, the cheap and cheerful, and if you need to, you can throw away, but they're far
the ones
comfier.
That are too big for you. Saying that, right, you're saying throw them away, how many of us keep them?
Not me.
Oh,
you do.
Yeah, I do.
You
I think
do.
I've still got some maternity knickers just for, like, you know, the average Sunday. Get these on, they come up to your armpits.
Sexy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Never get rid of your maternity knickers. They're just like quality Sundays all over. But wet wipes, get some wet wipes in there. You never know what's going to happen for you or the baby.
When I had my third child, they said you can't leave the hospital without your child wearing a hat. Now, I was told I was going to have a small baby. I didn't have a small baby. I had to force that bugger on his head till we got in the car. And then I had to take it off and it had left an imprint. That's what they said to us. They wouldn't let us leave the hospital without the baby having a hat on.
When was this? October?
October, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, there you go. Put a hat in.
Yeah, so make sure you've got hats.
In case
you'll need two.
Yeah, in case they don't let you leave.
I know.
I just, good luck to you, love. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
It's never the same for anybody. It's never what you expect.
Yeah. And I wouldn't go with too much of a plan either. Just see how it goes. Go with the flow.
Yeah.
You can plan to the hilt, but when you get into it, just go with how you feel.
When you get into it, it's going to hurt like hell. It's going to be messy. You're going to feel like shit afterwards, but you get a baby out of
it. But you forget about it afterwards.
You get a baby out of it, so, you know, there's a lot of things you feel that are shit to go through when you don't get no end of it, so at least you get that when you come home.
Me and my friends have a running joke that, you know, it's supposed to be 1 in 3 women poo themselves. And,
1 in 3?
1 in 3, yeah.
That's
when,
a low answer,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, we've all, hand on heart, sworn that none of us have done it. One of us has got to be lying.
Oh, yeah.
But
what, during labour?
Yeah, during labour.
I didn't during, but afterwards, just no, that was...
During labour, it just pops out on the table, and usually the midwife just cleans it away and never even says a word about it.
Yeah.
Never makes a muff, as Mum would say.
Never
makes a muff, but yeah, we've all sworn that as far as we're aware, it hasn't happened to us, but I feel like one of us has got to be hiding the fact that we've pooped on the table, but... We'll never know.
And the fact that if you have a water birth, they ask you to bring your own sieve.
Really?
Apparently so. Any men that have listened to this podcast have switched off right now. But yeah, apparently I was never a water birther, but they don't even supply you with a sieve. You have to bring your own.
So make sure you give that a good sterilisation.
Blokes, when you're getting your pasta strained tonight at home and your wife had a water birth, just have a double think about that. Because, you know, if you spent £3 on a sieve, you're going to just chuck it away, are you? Enjoy your tea.
Sister.
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 Right, so we've also had a second question.
Whilst we've been recording.
Whilst we've been recording, weirdly, we've had a second question. So the question comes from Becky. Hello, Becky.
Hello, Becky.
Love you. Her question was, can you name a song or an album that reminds you of something? So it takes you back to a place or a time.
Yeah, and we've got a couple. We've just briefly.
I think music is a big thing for me.
Memory connection. Yeah,
for me it is. Yeah, songs always remind me of something.
Yeah,
and I think that's the biggest way that'll trigger my memory. Actually, songs.
May smell, but is it? songs are a good one as well.
What we'll do next week, what's like the
smell?
What smells take you back? What fine?
Sensory memories.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my first memory of the songs that always click with me are when I was about, I must have been 7 years old, and I was on holiday with mum and dad, and you were there with a friend, I think, at the time. I'm not sure. No, maybe
no,
not.
I didn't have a friend. No, I think it's that holiday. Thing,
no. I could probably figure out what year it was because I remember that Ireland were in the World Cup and we weren't. So anybody who knows what year that was, that's the year it was.
Right.
And me and Dad entered the karaoke competition and sang King of the Road.
Oh, no, I did have a friend with me. Yeah, that holiday, yeah. 1994.
There you go.
I think so.
So I was 9.
Yeah.
King of the Road, we sang it at the karaoke competition, and Helen and Dad was our official stage name.
And we
won the karaoke with 20.5 points. I can remember that clearly to this day. And I think purely we won because people were amazed that a 9-year-old kid knew every word to King of the Road by Roger Miller.
That is quite sad, but true.
It was
trailer for sailor rent
for people that aren't familiar with the song.
King of the Road. I bet a lot of people are familiar with the song. I thought you were talking about another holiday, but another holiday for me was Newquay. I think you were about 7 because I was from about 11 now, so you'd have been 6.
Yeah.
I think you were still cute.
It's a long time ago then.
And there was a disco.
Yeah, I remember the disco. I remember like
it was
yesterday.
I think it was called the Beehive Disco. Yeah. And it was like next door.
Yeah.
It was on the campsite.
Yeah.
And Bryan Adams, Everything I Do It For You, was number one.
Oh.
So it must have been 11, 12.
Was that Hendra?
Hendra, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I got a boyfriend while we were there.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like a boyfriend. Yeah. It was maybe a smooch, but that was it. Oh. But that takes me back to that particular holiday.
Wasn't that at number one for like a bazillion
years? Years. Still love that song though. Yeah. Now, like it got overplayed, but now if you listen to it now, it's great.
See, that holiday, I have a specific memory, but it was James, sit down next to me.
Sit down. Must have been the top tunes in the Beehive Disco.
Must have been.
And then I've got a couple of others. So I've got ones about, I mean, everybody's got ones about their husbands, I guess, but.
Yeah.
For like when me and Martin first got together, Bob Sinclair's Love Generation was out.
Be the love. Oh, is it B? Bum, bum, I thought it was Feel.
But that.
Episode well, one
it might
back.
Be. Yeah, it might be. But funnily enough, Martin hates that song, but it always reminds me of when we got together.
For us, when we first met, me and Max had the same ringtone on our phones, and it was Gabrielle. Dreams Can Come True, but the remix dance version that we both had.
I thought you were going to say we both had this.
That would have been uncanny. Speaking of which.
Oh my God, is that Freaky? Is he just rung you? Is that what's happening?
Nah, I think it's a cold caller. But
yeah, but I was going to say that wouldn't have been
Gabrielle. Dreams Can Come True, I'm with you. But like I say, the dance remix version. Which we then had at our wedding, incidentally.
Yeah. Then my final one is pretty recent, which was last Christmas, New Year's Eve, Dua Lipa. I got new rules, I count them.
And this is me.
This is you doing a full, just after midnight, drunken, I can do all the moves to this. Throwing back to, I think I'm on Strictly. But there was some leg flicking. I think I have a Snapchat of this somewhere.
The kids, like, voice changing microphone.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got a voice changer cheapo microphone and you did a full routine to I got new rules, I count them.
I was feeling obviously very good about myself at that time. I think there's a lot of sexy moves getting thrown out there. Or for in me, my head they were
for me. It's just fabulous. So yeah, that's just a few of my many, but yeah, they're just a handful. Yeah. It's a million more, but
yeah, there's definitely loads of songs. But yeah, that was good. That was a good question.
It was a good question, but throw us a song. I've probably got a memory for it.
Yeah,
so.
But yeah, obviously, let us know on the Facebook page and Instagram if there's any songs that have a specific memory for you. The funnier, the better, to be honest. Yeah.
Sister.
So it's my favourite time of the week.
Yeah, favourite time. Irks
of the week.
Irks of the week.
What's bothering you? What's irking you?
Right, I've got a really good one. So this has been, I forgot all about this, but this has been driving me nuts for ages, right?
Go on.
Mum has got, hi Mum, one of those motion censored bathroom sprayers, right?
Yeah.
But she's positioned it on the windowsill right next to the bog. So I can, I get the air freshener thing. Been for a poop and it smells. You want it to go off afterwards. But this bloody thing, as you go in the bathroom and you try to take a seat on the throne, as you're lowering yourself because of its position, it goes off.
In your face.
It does the old pfft. And it literally, one, you crap yourself because it's loud.
I die with it every time.
And then the whole cloud of it gets you. So it's on your clothes, it's up your nose.
In your mouth.
In your mouth, the whole thing. So you spend the whole time trying to go to the toilet, choking on a flowery scent of bog spray.
Yeah.
And there's no way of getting around it. So like going to the toilet at Mum's, I've started to do like a Crystal Maze style army roll. So kind of after, you're like, it's like there's a laser
and you
across
you can't
the room
hit it, yeah.
And you can't hit the laser, yeah. So you
Mission
have to kind of, yeah, you're going on your knees, on all fours, and like do like a right hand turn and then slide up onto the toilet and then position yourself in like a bent down crouch position, and then you can just about do it. And then when you've been to the toilet and you're ready for the sprayer to go off, you just sit up and then it goes.
It's the sequel, isn't it? It's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Sprayer.
But that, oh God, they're so annoying. They need to invent one that can sense when you've finished and you've flushed and then it's time to spray.
Yeah.
So it needs to be like opposite. It needs to be like, go off when you're not there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
there.
I've thrown, you know what I'm like anyway? I don't like pungent smells. I'm offended by air fresheners all the time. Anyway, because they're always sickly, but that I am there with you. It's awful. Mainly, I hate the way it goes off. I forget it's there.
Yeah, it absolutely frightens the life out of me.
It's
like doing an assault course to go to the bog. So I've just started holding it and doing it when I get home.
Mum, set me a candle.
Yeah, Mum, get rid of the sprayer. It's causing me a lot of anxiety. Get rid of it. I know, it's short but sweet, but it's got me.
But I'm there with you, Mine this week is, and I get it, it happens weekly, daily, people who are void of personality, especially those who work in customer service.
Yeah.
What is it with people that have got, they just, it's almost like they're robots.
They just hate being there.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate being there.
I know.
I couldn't work in a job that I hated being there so much that I couldn't.
And I'm always nice enough that I try and make a little bit of small talk. So, you know, just to make it a bit more bearable for them, you know, if you can have a little bit of a banter while you're serving.
Do you think
somebody.
It's us because we talk to people? And, like, people don't talk to people.
I know, we're a little bit in your face.
I am a conversation. I'll start a conversation with anybody.
Me too.
And especially if it's like somewhere awkward, like, I don't know, a lift or a changing room.
Where you have to do that whole,
or
just stand there really quietly.
And you've made eye contact and you smile. Why would you not talk to somebody? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Or make some sort of joke. I mean, Norm, it's a joke, and then I think they haven't got that. But.
Yeah. But not just people in customer service. Like, we were in the queue in the night shop, of all places that you would find us to, last week, And there was a lady behind us and she had a couple of boys with her and they were playing about with some basketballs and, you know, being a bit noisy and a bit rowdy. And we were laughing to each other as if to say, that's our kids, exactly the same. So giving her a nod of, you know, appreciation.
Yeah, we got you back, love.
Totally. Team mum, and made a comment and she just like went,
She like looked at me as if to say,
Why are you speaking to me? Yeah.
I thought, well, sod you then. I'll just leave you there with your feral children. Feeling embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
I was trying to make you feel better about life.
Maybe she didn't give a shit. We're just more...
trying to empathise with you about life.
Yeah.
I get it quite a lot. You know, you crack a joke and then people look at you like, are you speaking to me? Like, yeah, I'm human. Get a grip of yourself.
But then... there are other people that are completely the other way around. And we once went for a meal when we went to the Farmageddon, the girl that served us.
Oh, my word, yeah.
And she was...
oh, you're great. I'll just sit with you.
I would highly recommend the blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, God, just take it down a step. I'm being one of those picky people that says, you need to talk the exact right amount and say the right thing.
Yeah, but if someone talks to you, talk back to them, do you know what I mean?
You
don't be scared. Even if you're in a bad mood, surely having a chat with someone cheers you up.
Yeah, it does.
And like most of the things I say, I have to try and make the other person feel more comfortable.
Me too,
I don't care most of the time, but
it happened in the lift when I pressed the wrong button and I went, whoops, it's going to stop at every floor now. And the guy just ignored me.
And then just got out.
And just got out the lift.
Didn't even say, it's all right, it was my floor.
Yeah, that was the thing. I pressed both buttons and went, oh, damn it, sorry, it's going to stop on both floors. And at that point, I would have said, if I was the other person, oh,
well, good news, I'm getting out there. Yeah. Next one, you must have read my mind.
He never said anything. No. The door's open and I went, oh, and he walked out and we both looked at each other and went, oh.
Dipper. People are weird. Speak to people, we're nice. Speak to us, we're nice.
Or, like I say, maybe we should just learn not to talk as much.
Yeah, maybe so.
Sister.
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 So my next one happened to me very recently, and I think we're all guilty of doing it as well. And maybe that we're oblivious to it, and we're all a bit self-centred that we don't notice. But when somebody posts a picture on social media that you're unaware has been taken usually, and you're tagged in it as well, which is even worse, and then you find yourself in the picture, and it's horrific. It's a side shot. You're unaware of the picture being taken. You're slumped forward. You've got an unfortunate double chin. And you look about 4 bazillion stone. Why would you post that picture?
Because people just look at themselves. Let's be honest, right? Someone takes a picture of you in a group, right? And everybody does that. Let's have a look. Because it's too easy. Because we can all do that these days. Yeah. Instead of it just being a rug.
I miss cameras that you just take a picture.
Yeah, exactly.
And take the film to get it developed.
We'll come on to
what do you even call the places that you take them down? Max Spielman, what would you call that?
Photoshop. Yeah. Photo processing. Is that what they call them?
Bit redundant.
But you get the phone off that other person, you just look for yourself, you don't look at what everybody else looks like, do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah, exactly.
And if you look crap in it, you pass it back.
No, we need another.
It's a no. So people post them because they think they look decent in the picture.
Yeah.
And then...
I mean, I do have a friend... Kelly, if you're listening, you know it's you, who is always the unfortunate friend in a group shot. We've got several. There's one particular doozy that I'll have to get consent. I will post if she'll let me. but it is. There are nearly every time we have a group shot, it's just that second where she lets her guard down, she relaxes, and she looks like...
She looks like she's melting.
Yeah, she looks like she's having a mild stroke every time, but she will laugh along with it. And usually we get deleted, but one of them was too good that it still makes the rounds.
You guys make mugs out of it and stuff.
There was a photo frame. Yeah.
Me and Mum got done the other day because we were... at a local business and she wanted to take some pictures for Facebook, and she said, do you mind? And we were like, no, that's fine. And when the picture popped up, I am like literally shoveling a sandwich into my mouth, and I'm like gob open, and I thought, is that the one?
That's what you're going with.
Yeah, that's and it wasn't even. So I thought you're not even in it yourself to view it to say, oh, you look decent. She's obviously not looked at any of us in the picture.
No.
Because I'm like shoveling a sandwich in, and I wasn't tagging it, but I'm like famous on that local page.
Still, although it's not online and only for pretty much my eyes to see, never as bad as my Costco picture.
Oh my God, that is the best picture I've ever seen.
So when you go to get a Costco card, then they ask you to sign
up. Well, any sort of store card.
They have that little camera on the front. They didn't tell me they were taking a picture of me. So while I'm talking away to the guy, he's taking a picture. I'm sort of staring off, talking into space, and then zoomed in for 4 billion times.
You didn't have any edges of your face.
There was no edges.
Features.
There was no little hair, and I just looked like a giant round face. On it's horrific.
It was just skin and features, wasn't it? But
when I went back to go in, and he said, "Have you got a members card?" I said, "Yeah." Can I see it? No.
You look like you're like SpongeBob SquarePants because you just literally had no edges to your face. But it's like that wherever you go. Like if you need a pass for something,
yeah,
and you have to go to reception to get a pass printed. Them horrible home. Like everybody's got an iPhone.
I know.
What? To be fair, my new work pass. We had to create new work passes ourselves. I took a picture. And then I put a Snapchat filter on it.
Nice. Unfortunately, that's how we all naturally see ourselves these days.
I put it through Snapchat, put a picture on it to make me look a bit smoother and a bit nicer, and then submitted the photo. So I haven't got it back yet, but I'm sure when it comes back, that'll be
needs
great.
Needs must.
Just making me think about them camera shops now, the film shops. But, like, that was so much fun. This is what... Phones are spoilers for me.
You always had two pictures that hadn't been taken on the roll on camera,
yeah.
And you'd get to the car park to go get developed, and you'd have to ask your mum to take a picture of you or take a picture of your
yeah.
mate just stood by the car.
I've got loads of rugs in the garden or outside work. Just a couple of shots out of your workmates
I've
having
got
a
two
fag.
More to take, just stand there
yeah.
and let me take a picture
I've got
of
a couple
you.
Of workmates having a fag at the end of a holiday. But that was so much fun. Like, you used to go like to Max Spielman, and we even did it. Some of my friends, if you're listening, we used to do it as a group. Like,
yeah.
We've been on a holiday.
And you'd go get
we'd
your photos.
We'd all go together.
Yeah.
But then you'd go pick your photos up.
So exciting.
And then you'd be wandering down the street and, like, looking through them all and stuff and, like, totally not paying attention to the traffic or anything like that. And, like, I wonder how many people have nearly been run over, like, looking at their holiday pictures. But coming out screaming and stuff because there's so many weird ones. But
how fun must it have been to work in one of those shops?
Oh, my God.
And some of the pictures you must have seen getting developed
must have been amazing.
Has anybody ever worked at one of those shops?
Oh, my God, I'd love to
Please
know.
Tell us that somebody has, and if you've got a good story, tell
us. Like, on our holidays and stuff, we used to take pictures of...
Yeah.
We've got one picture that I you know, and if you think about some of the pictures you've got, the timing must have just been spot on.
Yeah.
And I've got one friend, she'll know who she is, but she... de-kegged somebody when we were in a holiday destination, and
yeah.
I've got a photo of the pants down near his knees, and she is physically running away, and you can see her laughing and running in the background. So my timing of that picture is hilarious. It's just so good. But you didn't have a chance to redo it or
nope.
hold the button down, take 10 or whatever. So I think if you look back at your old pictures and you've got some really good ones,
yeah.
that's just like luck of the draw, isn't it, that they
yeah.
came out at the
right
time.
I do miss that. I do miss the... I mean, it's great that we now can take a better photo and capture
yeah.
the moment properly, but they're far less natural pictures
know,
these days.
Everything's posed, isn't
it?
Everything's posed. You don't get any of them rogues.
Natural
suppose you get
shots.
Less of the... ugly, I look like I've had a stroke pictures.
But they're not
but...
funny when you get older.
No, they're
and
not.
And you want to look back. When, you know, in 10 years' time, when you look back at old photos, they're not going to be anywhere near as hilarious
no,
as they were
out all the
10 years
ones, haven't you?
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Max Spielman, I miss you. Yeah, if anybody's had one of them jobs and they've seen some really dodges, I'd love to know about that. I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. I would have loved that job.
Well, I think that's the end of our episode 3 recording for this week.
Yeah, it is. We've got some good content for next week already.
We have. So you guys will hear this probably later this week. So we'll be back at our normal scheduled time.
Yeah, we will. So thanks for listening once again. Remember where we are, Sisters of No Mercy, on Facebook, on Instagram, and by email at yahoo.com. Send us your questions, send us your topics, send us your feedback.
And we look forward to telling you all about our next week.
Bye.
Bye.